Christopher Arnes is here.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
Christopher is managing editor of digital news for the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk on Fridays about business news. Big news this week, Sacramento is reportedly on the short list for a futuristic factory that could create 1,300 jobs.
According to Reuters, a Silicon Valley company called Ativa wants to build an electric car manufacturing plant in Northern California, and it appears that Sacramento and Tracy are the two finalists for the $530 million factory. We know the company was just approved by the state for a series of tax breaks on the factory. It also appears that the company wants to start building this factory later this year, so it seems like we'll know pretty soon whether Sacramento is going to win this factory.
What would this mean for the Sacramento region?
This would be a huge win for economic development. This would probably be the most significant manufacturer in the region if it comes here. At its peak, the factory would eventually churn out 130,000 cars per year. And coming after last week's news that Amazon is reportedly building an 855,000 square foot warehouse that would create up to 1,500 jobs near the Sacramento airport, it's all really exciting. Sacramento doesn't really have any big public companies based here. Our biggest was Aerojet, and it just moved its headquarters to Southern California, although it still has employees in Rancho Cordova, about 1,000 people working there. And our manufacturing sector has shrunk over the years, so something like this could really put Sacramento on the map. And who knows, perhaps maybe even attract other big manufacturers or at least companies that would directly support this factory if it indeed comes here.
The Sacramento City Council this week unanimously approved a condo high-rise proposed for Midtown. The Yamani project would be a mixed-use development of 14 stories on the corner of 25th and J Streets. Is this a done deal?
In one respect, yes, but then also no. The city has approved it, but the council's decision only means the developers have approval to build the project. The next step is to find funding for construction, and that process might take a little bit longer. Developers also have to apply for building permits.
There's some pretty passionate opposition to this project.
The city's planning commission had already approved the high-rise, but opponents appealed to the city council. They say 14 stories is just too tall for Midtown, where city rules limit development to 6 stories. Now, the planning commission gave the Yamani developers a waiver from that rule, and that's the biggest reason why opponents asked the city council to review the project. But the city council likes Yamani because it could reduce air pollution and increase housing in Midtown. But at this point, it's too early to tell if Midtown will get more of these types of developments.
In East Sacramento, a fire-damaged bar could get new life as housing. Which bar is this?
This is Morgan's Bar and Grill at S and 34th Streets, which has been closed since a fire last August. A developer wants to build 7 three-story townhomes there, and it would need to be rezoned for residential use. So the city's planning commission and the city council would have to sign off on it. But if everything goes according to plan, these townhomes could start work next spring and be completed by next summer. This is an example of continued infill development that's happening across the city's urban core right now, and it's the kind of residential construction that the city's planning officials really would like to see more of.
Thank you, Christopher.
Thanks, Steve.
That's Christopher Arnes with the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.